I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that is Yana over there.
Hello.
Yana, you're playing an integral role tonight, actually. There's a big responsibility for you coming up.
So I've heard. Yep.
Which you've been very excited about. To do with the relationships with significant others at this table. So
not between us.
No, not between us. No. Mick is away, as you might have noticed. He's in Bali, which Gody is frothing.
Mm-hmm. Sent me some lovely photos today.
You said it looked like a prison. Those photos that. Did look dreadful. Yeah. They're not the photos I've seen of Bali everywhere else.
No, three steps further, he's in a fucking bear trap.
I don't think that Mika should be in charge of tourism for Bali. Like, here's a big pile of dirt.
Yeah. Why is there electrical wires on the ground?
But Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he's over there. He's editing. Charlie, who fact checks any ridiculous claims we make, is here as well. You're probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. Story from the weekend from me. I was coaching a wicketkeeper in cricket yesterday, and it was at Holland Park, so just a lovely little community club where he's played cricket for his whole life. And we finished the session, hour-long session, and I was early, actually. Okay, arrived.
You were not.
Oh, well, on time.
Yeah. So like 10 minutes late.
Yeah, I arrived at 3 to 10 and it started at 10. So it was perfect.
Okay, that's good.
That's not bad.
Progress. Yeah.
Anyway, after the session, a guy came up to me and was like, he said something, but I didn't really hear what he said. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where you sort of try to guess and like fill in a conversation.
You didn't just ask him to repeat it. No. That's fine.
It's not really my style.
You hate awkward conversations.
I prefer to just like make it up.
Okay.
So he said something.
It's a choice. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like because he was at Holland Park, I just assumed he was asking a question about the kid I was coaching. And so I've given him like a 5-minute rundown on how the kid's session went. Yeah. Like, yeah, he caught really well. It's an awesome little keeper. We did this drill and this drill and this was really cool. How did you guys go? Like, how was your, because he had his the twin daughters there that were doing like the girls program. And yeah, he sort of said, we had a great time. Like, the girls have just taken up cricket. This is our first time at Holland Park at this junior club. And so then I was sort of starting to think like, I don't think he really was asking about that keeper then. And I was like, oh, okay, awesome, man. Oh, that's great. Great to see them getting into it. Anyway, I'm Lee. Very nice to meet you. And he was like, yeah, I'm Curtis. I watch your show all the time.
Oh, no. He was asking about the show.
He was asking about We Got the Chocolates. And I gave him a big sermon about this 15-year-old kid that keeps at Holland Park when he doesn't even like cricket.
That's so bad.
So, I think the lesson is maybe ask the clarifying question.
Or listen just a bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how sometimes in your life you'll just randomly get a flashback of something embarrassing that's happened. Yeah. I think that'll be one of them.
That's definitely one.
I just got one of them listening to that story, which still terrifies me from my childhood. So that was nice.
Please, you know,
I was down at touch footy and some bloke like waved. I thought he was waving at me, but turned out he was waving at a guy behind me.
That hurts.
And I didn't realize until after I'd had like a 5-minute conversation with him, thinking, I don't really know you that well.
That's because you don't.
I was trying to work out, why would he have started a conversation with me? Where do I know this guy from? Never clicked. And then I'm walking away and he just walks up to the blame bar.
That's so fucking weird because you don't want to talk to anybody, mate.
But that was when I was very young. I think now I don't want to ever talk to anyone because of that.
Because you're scared.
That might be the whole thing.
And that would be the same for me, thanks to Curtis. But big shout out to Curtis and thanks very much for listening to We Got the Chocolates.
Absolutely.
Sorry about Lee.
He's just quick cricket too. Poor guy. He was so bored of my conversation.
You're talking about you.
I should.
You should, actually.
Let's get on to joke of the week. We've had another one sent in on the chalk line. Skin selected this, actually.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, right.
Excellent. Well, let us be the judge of that. Let us be the judge of whether you like it. Makes sense. Here we go.
Hey, guys. I got a good one for you. Why can sea lions only swim in salt water? It's because pepper water makes them sneeze. All right. Cheers. Take it easy.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm so close to quitting.
That's good. Is that not catching you off guard?
Definitely caught me off guard.
Yeah. Well, I guess what you think about it.
Because I was thinking.
No, we got the joke, mate. No. I might explain it well. Chris.
Skid, you got a written one?
Yeah, I do also have a written one. Comes in from Lucas. If you didn't like that one, I'm nervous about this now, but that's all right. Where does a poor Italian live? In the spaghetto.
That is absolutely silly.
That's kind of my least favorite ones. I'm so sorry. Thank you for sharing the joke. But that, that's not great. It's not great.
Yeah, the Italian Elvis impersonator used to sing that song.
Oh, yeah.
In the spaghetto.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a true story. Anyway.
I'll stop selecting.
Joke of the week. Joke of the week brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Thank you very much for that. And sorry about skin selections.
You're right.
Your turn to go, Mitch.
Skin just loves that beer.
I mean, I don't blame him.
I spilled my beer everywhere and went full panic stations and tried to
cover it up.
Tried to clean it up.
There was actually a guy near waving at him, but he was actually waving at Cody.
He was waving at that sign.
Yeah. No, apologies. Genghis, I feel like you've said a bunch of times recently, like encouraging people to leave a rating and a review for us, saying.
I think I say it every week.
Pretty much every week. Yeah. You say sort of
I've heard it once or twice.
What's the effect of if you leave us a good rating, we'll be sure to read it out on an episode at some stage. And in devastating news for everyone that sort of listened to you, we got an audio review on the chalk line today, which I just think trumps all the written ones, to be honest. So, it comes from Reese. And just for a little bit of pre-context, he's the bloke that pulled us up on not calling Dave the Brit who knows jack shit by his full name.
Okay. Mm.
Real stickler.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Play it.
Please.
Boys, I'm back. It's Dave the fuckalls, mate. I just wanted to say that your performance over the last couple of months has been outstanding. Now, I know you guys hand out friend of the show cards. I can't hand out friend of the people cards, but if I did, fuck, you would all get one. Your commitment to the Dave the Brit shit, I'm all over it and I'm all about it, and it's been absolutely outstanding. All right, I know, look, whether you're going to put a compliment in the podcast, neither here nor there, I know I'm sending this to you on a Monday morning and when you record, and the likelihood of you guys being able to pivot and do something like that is fucking just absolutely unlikely. This might get true. In there in 4 to 6 business years. Just wanted to give you a shout out and say you're doing a fucking bang up job. See you next time.
I like him.
Yep. So that's
that was nice.
That
was
good.
And I really wanted to get it this week because that was this morning. He said it this
morning. Nice. So you actually did pivot.
We did pivot.
Holy doodly.
I found that
it is possible.
Yeah. I was so excited. I was like,
that's
I can
amazing.
Still do this.
Well done.
I mean, it took
well
me four done. Hours, but I mean.
Well done.
Reese, has he actually applied for a friend of the show card?
No, he hasn't. I can't find an application for it, but he keeps contributing.
Does he have to apply or can we just make
in the back
a...
door, sort of like I did.
Well, we can definitely send him a POG this week.
Yeah, for sure.
We got the chocolates POG for our podcast. So, Reese, we'll get your address off here. 46 business years, that'll work.
Great fun.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. But in our written reviews, a few trends have sort of been emerging that have confused me. Firstly, Lethal, you pointed out people leave us really nice reviews with low ratings.
Yes.
Which I don't understand. So
I think it's because Goaty always says 5-star. They just like they're like the naughty kid in the class with Goaty as the teacher.
Okay.
Whatever he says to do, I'll not do.
Right.
Give us 1-star.
Now all the good kids are gonna give us 1-star. That's what teaching's so hard. I mean,
2.5 stars, guys, everyone.
it's so weird, really. Like always here for a laugh. Love the banter, cricket chat, and joke of the day. Great stuff. Mm-hmm. 2 stars. Thanks, mate.
That's a fail. That's like below average.
Imagine if you were like a hotel chain or an Airbnb.
You would not believe the comfiest bed, unbelievable minibar, 1.5 stars.
Great service. Concierge was phenomenal. 1 star.
Would recommend staying here. Yeah. And 0.5 star.
Yeah.
What?
No, that's where Nickers is staying.
So there was that. And then there's also people that leave like low star ratings and say that they'll change them to 5 stars when we complete some sort of challenge.
Yeah, right.
So we have to give a shout out to
When you got your Woody Johnson and Heidi. Pierced.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So someone fix that up for us. So, and yeah, apparently if we give a shout out to Woody and Heidi, we'll get a 5-star one. And Gody, you've got to name a test 11 of like pun names.
Is that my challenge?
Yeah.
And so, then a 5-star.
Yeah, if you could prep that for
He's
us.
He's not going to do that right now, is he?
No, probably not right now.
Well, he seems confident about it.
I did the Rugby League 13 while I was sitting in my kid's sandpit, so I mean, anything is possible.
That's true.
Off you go then.
I'm busy.
He needs to be in the sandpit.
Yeah, it's my thing.
It's his place to be. I am going to get us on to nicknames for mates. Now, we asked you to share the best nicknames for your mates. We've done a few of these segments, and every time we put them up on social media, they're just more and more keep coming in. So let's roll a few of these out. Now, again, important to clarify, we didn't invent nicknames or the concept of going through them on a podcast. However, these are the ones that I saw for the first time this week, and they gave me a huge laugh. So hopefully they do for you as well. However, I actually wanted to start with a few from our own life, these were the ones that I don't know if I've invented them, but definitely the ones I was proudest of in my life.
I'm nervous.
So I worked with a girl named Terry. Obviously, her nickname was Dactyl.
Oh, I thought she had to get wrist.
Oh, my jeez. No. No. Well, it might have been dinosaur themed, actually, because we also worked with a girl named Sarah, and her nickname was Triceratops. So they were two that I was very, very proud of.
Yeah.
And then Skid, you remember this guy? I still don't know his full name, but we put touch footy with a bloke who I really thought his last name was Alphabet.
Oh yeah,
Benny. Actually, Charlie knows him as well, Benny Alphabet. And everyone like kept calling him that, like Alphabet, Alphabet. And I was like, that's kind of a weird surname, but like happy to get around it. No worries. You know how when people have nicknames, you just don't question them again. Yeah. Like the start of that, I should probably ask more questions. I'm learning. Yeah,
I was going to bring that up.
Just going off on a whim and like nicknaming fucking random people you don't know.
People were all calling him Alphabet, and we were just like assumed that that was actually his name. It turns out I still don't even know what his real name is, but it was like Wisniacki or something.
Yeah,
and Alphabet was just because
Caroline's brother.
Yeah. No, it was Niaki. Just Alphabet because he had.
You don't know why?
No, because he had like every letter.
Very long last name.
Yeah,
He reckons his other mates also called him Wi-Fi because his name looks like a Wi-Fi password.
Oh, yeah. That's disappointing.
Very creative.
I like it.
We played. Cricket, he's actually a professional cricketer, mate of ours, Mark Stichetti and Meatballs is one of our nicknames for him as well.
Yeah.
Why is he so angry at us all the time? He loves this segment and he gets so angry at us all the time.
Skid doesn't use nicknames, he only speaks to you in just like real formal language.
He called me Sir when I walked in here, actually.
Because his nickname's Skin. He's too scared to give anyone else one.
Because it sticks.
Welcome, Miss Yana.
Shut up.
Have you got any for us, Skin?
None from my personal life.
No.
Obviously. Oh, my God, that's a long document. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
We've been through that. Plenty sent in, so I can rattle off a couple if you want. First one, it comes from Alex.
Okay.
I've got a story for the nicknames co-workers segment. My dad's name is Ron, and many years ago he worked on a team with another guy named Ron. This other Ron was much bigger and much dumber than my dad. So to differentiate the two of them, they call my dad less Ron and the other guy more Ron, as if to confirm their decision to call him more Ron. He never quite picked up on why that was his nickname.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Actually, it reminds me, Skin, of those two guys that were sitting on the cliff, remember, and one bloke fell off. You know why?
No.
Actually, wait, I think I've screwed this up.
Okay.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll go through that again at some point. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. One of the guys was moron. I'm glad I went through with it. Yana just loved it. Brought down the house.
It's the worst delivered punchline ever, but it still worked beautifully.
And that goes to show it's not about the journey, Skin, it's about the destination.
Yep.
Remember
it's,
that.
It's not correct. It's not true.
All right, I got one from Tom. I used to work with a guy called Reese who did nothing but moan. So we called him the Mona Reeser.
It's really
very good. That's very good.
I like it.
Yes, I like that.
He met a dude called Rice because his name was Barry Matthews, aka Baz Maddie.
That's genius. It's so good.
The level of creativity.
That was very good.
I'm just amazed because I feel like, especially in uni, you go through this age where you get nicknames so easily. Like, we had a guy in our class who mentioned one time that he really liked burgers. So we called him Burgers for like 3 years. Not very creative. But then you have stuff like this and you're like...
These are the ones that should be sticking.
Yeah.
It makes you jealous, doesn't it?
Because
people are like, why isn't skin?
I want to be that creative.
Yeah. He shaved his head when he was three.
Very creative. Yeah. He came out of the womb bald. Wouldn't rebound.
Yeah, well, on that train, I like this one. I used to call a girl at work. I used to call a girl at work Krakow. Her name was Dawn. No, I also like this one, Skin. A Sparky I knew looked like Elton John and got called Socket Man.
Hey, that was very good.
You do love Elton John.
Okay. Oh no.
There's still plenty more.
There's so many.
Yeah, literally. Guy at my wife's work had the nickname Hip Hip. His name was Hugh Ray.
Can't be real.
His name's not Hugh Ray. His name is Barry. No. No one's named Hugh Ray.
No one's named Hugh Ray.
They're not.
No one's named Hugh Ray. No.
There's a weird name.
Nah, that made that up.
Charlie, can you fact check that?
What's he going to fact check? Look
Facebook.
At the white
pages. There's three
on Facebook.
All right. Well, your job today, after we got the chocolates account, is just a Facebook message and say hip hip and see if he gets it. If he responds back, honestly, on air, can you let us know, please?
He's getting a poke.
He can have the show.
He can have the show. Give him Wing of the Chocolates headquarters.
Give him my fucking microphone.
I tried to tell Lethal this one earlier. He didn't get it. I'm hoping someone else does.
Okay.
There's a rugby union player in the UK called Billy 12 Trees. Nicknames 36.
Oh, 12 Trees. See, when you say that loud, it's way better.
12 Trees.
Like 12 times 3. That's really good.
Took me a minute, but that's very good.
Yeah. All right, Skid, you finish. Come on, close this out.
All right. Guy at work lost 7 fingers, so we called him Godfrey because he's only got 3 fingers.
The one with 3s are funny.
What? Well, the one with 3s in it.
I know.
He's only got 3 fingers.
Oh, no.
You've got one more as well. It's my favourite one ever.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's a real guy.
Now you put your
own nervous.
It's a real guy. Really? It's a real player from Man City back in the day.
Oh.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah, sure. Okay, sorry. Man City had a player they're called Kiki Masumba.
Kiki Masamba.
Kiki Masamba. So they called him Chris. Christmas Amber.
Christmas Amber.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, this is the most nervous I've ever been for a segment, I think. Nervous but excited, and you'll see why. We're, again, sort of targeting the little quirks and idiosyncrasies that make us us. But this edition will be the things that annoy our partners or girls that we're getting to know in some people's cases. Our significant others have sent in lists but to other people at the table. So, like... Eloise has sent her list to me. Kathleen has sent her list to me. Rochelle has sent her list to Skin.
Yep.
So we don't know what they're going to be. And
I think we've got a fair idea.
we're just going to ambush each other with them.
I have an idea.
Yeah, and Yana, your Keep role going. Here, you will be just deciding whether they are fair grievances or not.
Okay.
I feel like you've already done that.
Yeah, I was going to say. What do you think is about to happen?
Yeah, what sort of fence you might be sitting on, I think.
Yeah. It's funny because reading both of your two lists, which took a long time, by the way.
I saw Kathleen writing the list today. I was home for lunch today, and I saw her write probably a longer list than what Skin does for this podcast. Basically. And I said, "Oh, what are you doing?" She said, "Oh, I'm just writing the list." But Lee asked me to. So fuck, it's long. She says, "Yeah, I've actually cut some out already too."
Well, I'm really
she'd done some editing.
I'm really nervous because Eloise was texting me and she was like, "I'm about to send this list off to Lee, but I just want to check this one and run it past you that it's all right." And I was like, "Oh, nah, please leave that one out. Like, it's very embarrassing." And then
now everyone wants to know that.
Maybe 10 seconds later, Lee walked in and he was like, "I cannot wait to read your list out." I was like, "Oh,
it's in.
I think it might be in."
Yeah.
All right. Eloise let's do has it. Sent I'm a so
full,
ready.
A full note. She sent a separate note.
Actually, a wedding bell.
Who wants to go? But I can read for one of you two first. Who do you have a preference?
You want scissors, maybe paper, rock? You start us off
with who?
With Cody. So
okay.
That
we're just throwing each other on the bus.
I get some time to work.
Okay. It's so funny because there's so many on your list that I feel like I will also get sprayed about. But your first one, Cody, not putting his keys/AirPods away in the same place
the
and
worst.
Then spends time wondering where they are.
No. Is there a bowl or a home for both of those items?
Press the button.
We got a sting for this as well. So
good. Well, I hardly say, yeah, that's my fault.
Cody, is there a spot for both of these items in your home?
Oh, vaguely, I guess. But again,
Las would Vegas. Your wife say that there is a spot? So, yes.
For the keys and AirPod you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think she was. I've got a feeling.
Good deflection.
Yeah. There is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think
hard
you
to
know.
Get there sometimes, if you know you what I'm know. Saying.
Right. Well, let's get the skin because
are
yours.
Are you going tit for tat, are you?
Oh, this okay. comes all with right, photographic okay. evidence.
Oh, no. Mr. Prince Albert.
I don't want to see it.
Mitch, skin's annoying habits. Doesn't fold tea towel over the rail, just sort of stuffs it in.
No.
Example image below.
That does look horrendous.
Why?
It's just quicker.
Does the same job.
Fucking oath it does.
You just got to.
It doesn't dry. No, it doesn't dry.
Yeah, but just get a fucking new one then.
Oh, do you do the washing?
Yes, every day. Every single day of my life.
Do you do the washing?
Every nah. couple of weeks.
Absolutely
every
month. Not.
4 to 6 business years.
Yeah, absolutely.
When the bed sheets get washed.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, that's.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
That's not my best.
Play the button.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but obviously not my fault.
We can't do it after every one. Not after every single one. There's too many.
Fix it in post, Dave.
All right, come on. All right, Lethal, I'm very keen to hear your defense for this because this just doesn't sound like how you could rationalize
this. Here's my defense.
Well, hardly say that's my fault. You're just preempting it. Little jingle okay. after it.
How you could come to this decision just doesn't make sense to me. So apparently the other day Lee hung wet clothes out on the line.
Good on you, mate.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Very good. On top of the dry clothes. Rather than taking the dry ones off the line first.
You said before that a lot of our stuff on the list is similar. There's no fucking way anyone's doing that.
Why would you do that?
The cricket was on.
Did he do that?
No, don't you ever dare compare yourself to me ever again.
I think I'm done.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Nah, can you take the button off that one, Dave? Because that is your fault. No. Keep your fingers to yourself, buddy.
No. I genuinely don't know what to say.
No, that's absolutely
ridiculous.
I don't
really have a defense. I did do
Why?
That.
Because you know what? Hanging clothes out is, it's an effort. I'll give that to you. It's not a fun job.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just what you do though, isn't it?
It is just what you do.
Well,
so,
I did it.
Not well. You doubled your work.
That's.
Because now the next clothes are going to dry as well. It's concerning.
Not good.
That's really badly.
Well. Let's go to another one.
Yeah, yeah, you better.
Is that the time already?
Oh, this segment is just flying through.
Yeah.
Anytime one of us is under too much pressure, well, what about that thing? Okay, Skid. When there is a set time that we have to be at an event or a cinema, Mitch thinks either that's the time to start getting ready or the time we have to leave by, not the time that we actually have to be at the event. Hence, we are often late. One time we were supposed to be at a friend's house at 4 and he hopped into the shower at 4 and was giving himself a head massage like he had hours to get ready.
Wait, you said head.
That was...
It is interesting, though, Lee, that you are outing him for punctuality when that is not your strong suit.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, there are things on both of these lists and the two things I've read out so far, well, probably the T-Tail one and definitely the AirPod thing, the keys. I get sprayed about that every day. Every day I get sprayed about.
I'm busy.
Where's my keys? You put them in the same place. Like, oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot. I'll do it next time.
Yep.
And then, definitely that one. If there's a time given, that's like, I feel like it's a ballpark sort of.
Yeah, yeah. It's rough.
It's rough. It's an estimate.
10%. Okay. I couldn't disagree more, but anyway, keep moving. It's fucking infuriating.
It's just, you just need to get a bit more organized.
Yeah, that's fair. I really do. But no, my problem isn't that I think the time to be there is the time to start getting ready.
It's just that you don't care.
It's that I massively underestimate how long it takes to get ready every time for some reason.
But starting to get ready at 4.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not bad. That's not good. Sorry, that is quite bad.
Okay.
I think my defense for that day was I was running late to get home from somewhere.
And so then like, a head massage was called.
So by the time I was getting ready, I was already going to be late. And I was like, oh, it's an extra.
May as well give myself a head massage.
Stop saying head massage.
Yeah. Why do you do that? I was just washing my hair. That's a literally
all. Anyway, all
right. Goaty, Kathleen then just said to say loofah.
Oh, yeah.
And get you to guess what that meant.
Oh, well, she had a go at me, mainly when she was pregnant, but then, like, this is the themes continued, like when, like, you used like, Luther in the shower, right?
Yeah,
like,
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, obviously, we called him Martin. I usually just throw Martin on the ground, like, instead of, like, hanging it up on, like, this fucking little tiny thing where it barely stays up there anyway. Most of the time it falls down anyway. So I'm just cut out the middle man.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
No,
says,
also, I'll defend myself a little bit as well. Quite often, I've got kids and they jump in the shower. I mean, like, I'll sit down in the shower with them, play with them, like they loofah and stuff. So I'm not going to I'm busy.
Not going to stand up to get out of the shower.
I roll out, quickly try and dry myself before my kids start throwing buckets of water on the floor.
What you're actually saying there is that you just want someone else to do that job for you.
No, but see, the thing is, well, you're going to use the loofah anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's not nice to be laying on the floor of the shower.
That's of the clean shower.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Why do you clean a shower?
Because it's gross.
Because it gets gross. You don't want your loofah on there. So what you're saying is you're just too lazy to pick it up and you're just expecting
what I'm saying
your
is most
lovely
of the time it's just fallen down rather than me throwing it on the
It's gravity, yards. You can't gravity.
If it falls down, it's different. But if it's your carelessness, all you're doing is adding more to your wife's workload and that sucks.
Well, I hardly say that's my fault.
Think about that.
Beautifully.
Then got the message from Kathleen that says, after he explains it, tell him it was on the floor again today and he now gets to share outside.
There you go.
Skip, we got time for one more.
Love you too, honey.
Okay. Behind my 10.
30.
One more. I wanted to bring this up because having lived with you growing up, this has always been the case and I don't understand what happens. When you shower, you just somehow manage to get the entire bathroom wet. mum used to call you a performance seal
this
or something.
This is a male thing.
Mum called you a
Yeah, but the thing
seal.
Is as well, like he's got an extra limb to carry out of the shower as well, remember?
He means
arms. He's got the three arms.
Bigger arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
What happens? Or do you just...
I understand. He's not that
do you
hairy.
Share the door open or something?
Like, I've never been able to work this out. I don't know why it happened. It started.
All our showers have always had doors. They're just
That's what my shower.
Mum used to hate.
But if you have one of those bathtub showers,
bath mat.
With the bath mat gets drenched.
Yeah,
but
along with everything else,
so wet. Like, and I can't work
so
it out.
So, do you shut the shower?
Yeah, the door's closed.
But after you've finished the shower, do you just like give yourself a quick little like?
I think it's because I have like this habit where it's pretty weird. I have this habit where when I'm standing, like I kind of shower, you know how some people just shower because they just go in, wash themselves, get out, like just to get clean. I sort of, it's my place to think and sing and stuff. So I find myself like standing there sometimes and I just go like this with the water and like put it against the wall.
Can I just stop. So you're telling us 2 minutes ago, no idea why. And now you're saying I play with the water.
Glad you said water.
No, but I'm throwing.
For those not watching, he's flicking the water.
I don't know how you would describe what I'm doing with my hand.
Catching it and throwing it.
It's a second serve in tennis.
Yeah, it's NBA 2K for us.
High-fiving the water.
Yeah. I don't know why it happens because I don't do it at the door, but then it always ends up real wet outside the door. So someone has to look into that. Builders.
Condensation.
Oh, man, I have to do everything around here.
You must be flinging it too high. It's going over the roof.
It's not very tall, so that would be.
Yeah, that does explain.
It's a big feat.
I prepared that one as well. Michelle loves every single time she will ask me to like do something. Like, she could have cooked like three meals in a row, and she'd be like, "Do you mind just quickly washing up your plate? Oh, I have to do everything around here.
Can you just check if the doors are locked?"
She's a saint.
She blows
She's
up.
A saint.
It's the easiest way to get her to just get angry.
Is that funny to you?
No,
you just rile her
up? It is kind of funny because she would say like she kind of laughs. She kind of laughs at it. But
wash your dish?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But if I was it at like the wrong time, I think she would actually explode.
Yeah.
You got to read the room.
Yeah.
No, fine.
I think the summary is.
And you are an expert at that.
I texted Kathleen today. Can you bring the bins in today? I have to do everything around here.
It's literally, yeah, you should all be doing it to your significant other. They love it. Yeah. No, they aren't.
It's not that funny when you do everything around here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
Matt never
honestly.
Says that to you.
Matt sounds like a good bloke.
Yeah. He does. You don't have any bad stories about Matt.
Okay.
Next episode.
Okay. I'll prepare some.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, go
He's not here to defend himself, though, so it just feels like bullying.
Yeah, let's get
him. Which it kind of is.
We'll get him on the next episode. Goaty, you actually speaking of, you wanted some rebuttal at Kathleen because she does have one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's just one thing. And like, it's not just me that knows about this. My mate on my right-hand side, knows about Kathleen's communication skills using her mobile phone.
I've heard this.
Are quite,
very good.
Quite poor, shall we say. Mm. So it's not only her text messages with like, so like, I'll go to the shops and she'll say like, "Can you pick up the camel from the ship?" I'm just like, what the fuck does that mean? Like it'll be like, "Can you pick up some custard from the shops?" Just, no, I don't know where the fucking camel is, mate. I'm not on a ship. So I have to decipher that while I'm walking two children through the shops. But anyway. But the main thing is when Lethal used to stay at my place a fair bit when we were going through uni, like Kathleen and I've been together for a while. We weren't living together at the time. She might be back at her parents' place and Lethal would just crash in my place after training or on Wednesday or Friday or Monday or just whenever he felt like it, basically.
Most nights,
yeah. He just lived at my house randomly. But anyway, so like we'll be driving back from training or whatever and I'll ring Kathleen and she's like, "Oh, no, Dale, hey." Actually, we prepared a quick role play.
So I'm Goaty.
You be, and I'm Kathleen.
Yeah.
That's confusing. Why would you not be yourself?
I can't do Kathleen like he can do Kathleen. And I don't mean anyway.
No one can. From what I've heard.
Stop.
All right, okay, sorry. Okay,
I'll be my wife.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so, Skid, can you do you be the phone?
You be the phone.
All right. Yeah, do you watch?
You just yell at us for a second.
I'll just watch.
Yeah.
Ring.
Hey, Dale, how you going?
Yeah, not too bad. What are you guys up to?
No, we're just...
Hey, we're just Is this fridge open for a reason?
Darling,
oh, no, I was just going to get something out of it, but I just didn't know if you needed it or not.
You're still there, darling? We're just here on the phone.
Hold on, just on the phone, Andy.
Hey, Dal, what's up?
Genuinely not exaggerating.
And the first time Lee heard it, he's just like, what the hell? I said, oh, mate, like, I'm just, yeah, whatever. Has she always done that? For as long as I know. She doesn't do it that much anymore because we obviously spend a fair bit more time here. But like when we weren't living together, honestly, it was fucking cut. Just trying to ask if like you need something from the shops took 45 minutes.
Why would she answer the phone?
It's like, don't answer the phone if you can't talk.
Oh, mate. How bad? It's unbelievable. Oh, mate.
I would lose it. I would sitting there in the passenger seat. Yeah,
we'd ring her on purpose for no reason. I said, watch this.
Mum, is this where this goes?
It's the greatest thing ever. Oh, yards.
Yeah, it's very good.
A segment that you introduced to the show is Blame the Algorithm.
Yes.
The algorithm's always right.
Nice. I was happy to show this.
So right.
Oh, fuck.
There is our mate Mikas, live from Bali.
Oh, he's lost a shoe.
Blame the algorithm, Jans. Yeah. Basically, what we're just talking about some of the intriguing things generally that are coming up in our For You page or what else are they called across other social media platforms. Just what are being served to us.
I don't know.
I guess
your
it's
what?
Like Explore page?
Yeah, yeah. Instagram, Explore page. Isn't
it? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and just seeing if you have, if you listening, share any common interests with any of us.
Mm.
So, Jans, you start us off because yours is always far more interesting.
I don't know that the algorithm is working for me and reaching its targeted audience.
What have you got?
I have found this girl, and I need to read out her account name just to give her credit because it's brilliant.
Okay.
Reb Massel, I think is how you say it. Mm-hmm. She's a lawyer in the States, and she reads out court transcripts of some of the most outrageous things people have said.
Wow, that does sound interesting.
It really does.
Yeah.
And it is so funny. It's like someone talk Phil. My last YouTube Instagram
search was a Hugh Ray.
My Explore pages have decided that I'm David Attenborough in training.
Nice.
And they just keep serving me animal attacks.
That's scary.
Animals attacking each other though. Yep. So it'll be like Komodo dragon versus a massive python and like just those two just
so selfie,
hunting each other. They've got like it'll be like crocodile takes on wild buffalo or something and it just keeps like giving me these animal battles that
okay. So really, how do I just click the search button to this, is that right?
No, it's just literally like what comes up in your yours is weird. Yeah, like in that. Oh, you get a lot of golf videos.
I've got three types of video. Golf number one, cooking number two, and then semi-attractive ladies.
So that's obviously for someone else.
I had no idea how that popped up there.
Yeah, yeah. Right, okay, good. Yeah, that's how you go with this.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay.
So, judge, what's the name of your business? Defendant, I have an OnlyFans. Judge to the court, what's an OnlyFans? Public defender. It's a video where you post, it's a website where you post videos. Oh, wow. Okay. How much money do you make on there? I had $300 in my account, but once I get my phone and they find out I was locked up, it will skyrocket. Like
what? Why, wait, why is yours always to do with prisons?
you are on prison talk, aren't you?
I don't know. Yeah. I think once one thing's comes from the other. But yeah. Anyway, very funny, worth looking up.
Okay.
There's about 40 compilation videos of them and they are.
How is she getting, is this cases she's.
She lives in Florida.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't find that. Just getting anything interesting?
Yeah. Well, mine are like some weird combination of things that have already been said. So firstly, I see
prison talk.
Animals reading
in prison.
Some animal court.
Okay, no, maybe I've got that backwards. Maybe
crocodiles
things that have already been
arrested.
Said are weird combinations of things I've seen. So part of my feed for ages was like
these, with only fans.
No, was like animal stuff.
How do you hit a draw with this hippopotamus?
Can you just give me the issue?
Sorry.
I just have a chance to explain myself.
Okay,
please.
Come on.
So, not animals fighting, but a lot of animal content. So I'd see like underwater footage of the Everglades in Florida.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
like a big
national park. Oh, wait, I think I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So you'll see like these really nice like underwater footage, and you think they're just exploring something perfectly innocent, and then it'll sort of keep swimming through and zoom in, and there'll be like 15 alligators hovering under the water that this person's just swimming.
I've seen this. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand. Like,
that actually sounds cool. Sorry for that. I mean, Everglades cool, look across my face there when I said that.
Is this the same guy that like goes for a walk in the middle of the night and it's like in the, what's their equivalent of like swamp or whatever?
Yeah.
And he just looks for, he calls them swamp puppies and they're like giant alligators and he gets so close to them.
Yeah, I don't
know. He picks up snakes like, what? He's barefoot.
This is one guy.
Yeah.
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 I assume, I don't know. I assume they're less aggressive than crocodiles.
They'd have to be.
Yeah, he just backs himself to swim around.
Hey, hey Charlie.
And then, can you look up if Hugh Ray is
Yeah, and then, okay, the other one I've seen is like on Twitter. You know how Twitter's now got like some version of TikTok you can scroll through?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever reason, every video I start on, which could be like a politician talking in like in a debate or something like that, and then you scroll through within like whatever it is, like you start on some innocent video, within like three videos you're watching a fight, like just people are fighting,
a fight,
a physical punch up,
like a brawl. I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
There's just so many of them on Twitter for some reason.
Typically crocodiles are more aggressive than alligators. This is from Charlie, by the way.
Thanks, Charlie. Fact checker.
Which makes crocodiles more dangerous than alligators. That is a good point. Alligators are opportunistic feeders.
Okay.
Meaning that you're not likely to chase you down. They're not likely to chase you down unless they're provoked. However, that certainly doesn't mean that you should swim with them.
I was going to say, I feel like that feels like provoking them if you swim up to 15 of them.
We're playing Taboo, the game of word guessing with a twist. In Taboo, you describe a word to your partner without using the word itself or five related words on the list. For example, my word here is spa. I can't say relax, swimming, facial massage, or pampering. I will be on a team with Skin, as per usual. Cody and Yana, they are on a team together.
Yeah.
If you do say one of the Taboo words, you will hear this sound. Thank you, Charlie. You've been on fire tonight, Charlie, ever since that Hugh Ray talk.
Yeah, how's Hugh going, by the way?
New phone, no Hughes. Is.
Hughesy, you would think. Yeah.
I've got a jingle.
You know that I need a guess from you, because every word I say is a clue. The word could be eggplant, snow, or cute. Baby, we're playing the game Taboo.
Good. Nice sound, fade it down.
Has Migos always sounded that bad on that jingle, or is it just...
Yeah. No, it's been pretty ordinary.
Don't think it's been re-recorded.
Yeah, the jingles always suck.
Yeah.
Trademark of the show.
What number are we? 196.
194.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
We'll get
still
to
bad.
One,
we'll get to 196.
F320.
We'll get to good jingles.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I wouldn't have thought so, mate.
Yeah. All right. Is there each person takes a turn in describing this 30-second timer. Team with the most correct answers wins, as you know. And you can pass.
Are we doing the point to the other team?
No, just we scrap that. You can only pass once, we said, didn't we?
Yeah, I was going to say pass once.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I don't know if we usually do that, but I'm pretty sure that's what we do.
Okay.
Okay. Who's describing first? Cody?
Genghis.
Your time starts when you hear the timer, which will be now.
Oh, you go for a rest on a
couch, bed, day bed.
Okay, the top of the
pillow.
Okay, and that rests on the
mattress.
Oh, Uncle Toby's
oats, muesli, cereal.
Ooh, you mix it with maple syrup and
oatmeal, porridge.
Oh, nice yard!
Yeah, happy to. Jeez, Skin, that would have been big for us if that didn't get awarded. But I think you've got to give it right. Yeah, porridge,
I think so.
Porridge in. So that's two.
Two's nice. Two solid.
Good.
Two solid.
Two.
Well, we'll know how solid two is after Skin's go. Yeah.
There's two more than Michael gets.
Two is generally pretty solid.
That's true. I'm going to start the timer. Remember that, Skin. You ready?
Sure.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Oh, no.
Pass it. Just pass it. You're fine.
Bust it. Yep. Okay. I would say from Japan or in a zoo
Kimono.
Over here. A large
panda
bear. Like, yeah, nice.
I think it's from China, but.
What?
That's tough. That's tough.
Like an offensive joke of a sexual manner, maybe.
Crude.
Nice.
Oh, my days.
Living in.
It's not Birkdale.
Just finish the sentence.
Said to be thy local.
Ricky Martin.
Oh,
What did you say? Living in
paradise.
Poverty.
Oh,
I went the wrong end of the.
It's not poverty where you don't buy beers for anyone else.
Okay, so two solid.
I'm scared.
Dude, Charlie is right. That puts you under pressure. Charlie's right there over the shoulder.
Yeah. For those who can't see, Charlie's just breathing.
Charlie, have you ever had to press the thing yet? The squeaker?
No.
At least we play by the rules. What? That's a clean. You got a clean game here at We Got the Chocolates, which is important for the integrity of.
Very important.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Is this your debut, Taboo?
This is my debut. I'm
hopefully, you go better than my debut.
It is nerve wracking, isn't it?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Go. 3, 2, 1.
That won't help.
No, it certainly doesn't.
It's the wrong thing.
Next button.
Okay, here let's go. No, we did that segment already. 3, 2. Are you ready?
No,
you're not ready. Come, collect this. This is our chance. Come on.
She's rattled.
Make her go.
Oh, no, okay. Mate. Honestly,
no,
I do
this
it every
is
week.
Not.
Oh, the word. Oh, no. You already see the word. Okay.
Maybe 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
1. Here it goes.
Okay. I'm going to skip that.
Nice.
Okay. It's a kind of. Puppy, very large.
Labrador, a Great Dane.
Very large, lives in cold climates.
Oh, husky. American husky, no, Alaskan husky.
Fluffier.
Oh.
Brown, white chest, brown ears, drools, heaps.
Oh, Beethoven dog. What's that called? Yeah, what the fuck is that dog called?
It's like a holy person is the first. St. Bernard.
St. Bernard. No, I didn't know that.
That
the
was
first word was
very
stiff.
That is stiff.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know how you actually can.
I wasted valuable time on that one.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
Cody, while scrolling his algorithm.
I mean, Tiger would swing is pretty good, I guess.
Like golf,
oh, mate. Look, I know Jordan Spieth's making recovery. I get that, mate.
All right, are you ready? Come on, Charlie. Yeah. We need...
One.
Michelle, one.
We need,
it's two.
We
all,
need
yeah.
one. Yeah. Okay. On. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Oh, geez.
Okay. The in Harry Potter, and they say Ron, they play it in real life. But
chess.
It's, yes.
Nice.
I used to use this when I was a tradie, not getting paid particularly well.
Tools.
and you credit wanted to card. Make like a pavement. You wanted to make a pavement. Another word for that.
Cement.
And there's a second word to it.
Mixer.
No, we're taking two.
You already won. Why are you cheating points?
Oh, yeah.
Four's our high score. Fair game.
Four's our high score ever.
My first boundary.
That's right. We need everything we can get.
Oh, great game. Skin, well done. I'm happy with that.
Sorry to break your winning streak.
No, don't apologise. I mean, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Now, Skin.
Stiff, you might say.
That's a stiff loss.
That is his definition of stiff.
By the way, what do we do with this segment? You're in for a tweet is now a word from your ex.
Yeah, that's part of the segment.
Yeah.
He's running down this man, don't worry.
Oh, yeah, we got an email from Mike asking, what are you going to do with the segment? Because Twitter's rebranded to X.
We really need to communicate before the show so I don't steal your thought.
Yeah, well, you can just read the document.
He loves his fucking document, doesn't he? Honestly.
Mike's got a couple of suggestions. What does your ex say? Or X marks the spot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when it changes over to X, what does that mean?
It
has. Has it?
My app says X.
Mine says Twitter.
That doesn't shock me that your phone's not working properly.
Hold on, let me update it live.
We're not going to sit here and wait for you to update.
You'll do what I tell you to do.
Keep going.
Oh my God, there's an X there.
Yeah. So what do we call them now? I have no idea.
I don't think we need to decide that right now.
Okay, but we'll decide that at some point.
Build some suspense. Yeah.
We also
next
had,
episode, they will be a new name.
Nice.
Oh, why make promises we can't keep? Yeah.
For that very reason, so that you have some responsibility on you.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Imagine how busy Skin's going to be next week trying to put his tea towel back on the rack properly.
There's only so much I can handle.
Trying to write fucking Harry Potter's new novel in this fucking document and rename this segment, honestly. Cut the man some slack, for God's sake.
But anyways, on the same topic, we had a tweet of the week, whatever we want to call it, sent in by Riley about Twitter's rebranding. So the first tweet comes from Eric. Twitter was able to change the logo of their iOS app, but not the name because Apple requires names to be at least 2 characters. some technical thing you need to know. Yusuf replies to him, what about X and then just a space either before or after, like just to get the second character in. And Eric said, Elon already has a company called SpaceX.
Oh, that is good. That's really
that's
funny.
Good. That's good.
Nicely done.
Well done, Skin.
That's good, Skin. Look how happy you are with this.
I understand.
I didn't do much. I just read what Riley said, didn't yeah.
Good, good, Riley. Thank you very much. Goaty, you promise. You speaking of promises we can't keep, you promised a Supercoach update.
Yeah. And how long has it been since we've given one?
Pretty early in the season.
Round three.
Look, it hasn't maybe, been, yeah. Look, it hasn't been our best.
We said we'd be on top of it. That was a blatant lie.
We have an overall leader from Patrick. All right. His team's called Daily Cherries.
Enthusiastic. Patrick?
Patrick. Patrick.
Mm.
It's a hat trick.
Remember your friend Patrick, actually, that wasn't able to eat oysters?
Yeah, yeah.
Because oysters kill Patrick.
You don't need to finish that. Yeah.
No, we got it. Oh, we got it. No, he's leading. He's in 50th overall too, Patrick, so well done. And
is he? Okay, that's in the NRL.
That's in the NRL. And the round score, Ross, Croker for Churchill. Well, Canberra are going to miss the eight, Ross, but that's unfortunate. He got 15-22 this week, and that is a shitload.
Okay.
AFL Skin.
Yeah, we got an email from Nathan specifically requesting a Supercoach
update. Is he winning?
Last week because he's winning.
Yeah, good. Excellent.
And yeah, he requested it last week, but he's still winning. So yeah, good. He's got 45,951 points for the season, and I didn't bother to look at who won the round, so my bad. But I can tell you Lee's coming 76th and I'm coming 120th out of 156. So
pretty good.
Just dominating over there.
Pretty good.
Is it opposite day?
Halfway. Yeah, good halfway. That's me, 76. Yeah. Perfect. Keep playing though. I mean, it's great. And we love it. Yeah. We play it often, look at it a lot. Goaty does. Yana loves it. You join Supercoach next year, Yarns, you reckon?
No.
Okay, nice. It's good. I love that honesty.
Honesty.
Maybe you didn't hear me properly.
No, that's you.
That's you. You don't listen.
Righty, that's another Wing of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew and get around us on the socials. Get in touch there. That's at Wing of the Chocolates, basically Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, and
X and Threads.
Oh, yeah, it's not Twitter anymore.
No, I just downloaded X.
X and Threads, yeah, right. Yeah. Also, in those social bios, you'll find in our link tree discount codes to Better Be a Merch and LSKD clothing. That's both 15% off at the moment. So. Help us help you by checking those out.
Yeah, please do. And you can also help us by contributing to the show. We've had plenty of voice messages sent in on the chalk line this week, good. which was great. And if that's not your preference, you can always write in as well. So keep it coming.
Yep. Nice. Keep the ratings and views coming. Make them 5 stars and try not to make us work for them if you can. Just a straight 5 stars. Not that difficult. But no, we might do something to get some more reviews. I don't know what.
Make promises.
Seems like
promises.
A promise, yeah.
It sounds like something Yana would say.
Speaking of Yana, thank you so much for being on again tonight. Outstanding. And everyone can look forward to hearing from you again in a month's time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No, you are most welcome. And thanks for helping us with those things. That
always
get
a joy. Always a joy.
Every time you come
highlight
on,
of my month.
I feel so much worse about my relationship.
Oh. I feel so much worse about being friends with Lee, to be honest with you.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, that's true. That's the one.
What was my worst one?
Definitely
the clothes. Like is fucking staggering.
That is incredible.
That is unbelievable.
I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
That feels like that's something that like a 12-year-old boy would do.
I don't know. It's worse.
Also, in the end, you end up making more work for yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I know. Just,
well, that's Future Lee's problem.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It's nearly the worst thing I've ever seen.
Future Lee's problem. Yeah. Oh, Rochelle's problem.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
He's only just getting to know, I just remember.
Now I'm in the doghouse again. Thanks, Skin.
Sorry.
Perfect. Remember that if you are out there asking clarifying questions, if you missed the first initial question or statement this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. Didn't go that well, that. But we will speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Hate you, Lane.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.